The difficulty is that someone who gets diagnosed with cancer has to try to figure it out at all. They have to figure out, how does the medical system work? What's my cancer? What's the best treatment? What do I need to do? And that's just the physical care. And
right.
realizing that there's so much more beyond that. You know, there's the kind of body, mind, and spirit part of this. And part of the body is exercise, diet, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's this kind of middle ground where people can work on stress reduction. And then that's really stress reduction and connecting with other people and not feeling so isolated and, you know, really doing those things to actually settle down the fears that happen to a lot of people around a cancer diagnosis. I guess the point is that when people are feeling really stressed, they can't think very clearly. It's hard for them to make decisions. They're feeling upset, they're feeling flustered, they can't enjoy their lives. And there's actually a physiological consequence to stress, which is it releases the hormones that actually break down the tissue. And if we can get people to kind of flip out of that kind of fear-based response and settle down the stress reaction and tap into a relaxation response, then that actually allows the tissue to heal itself. And that's why the promotion of the Sunshine Room is so important. Is that if people know about it, then they're going to actually tap into that resource. They'll feel better and they get better care.